Hello, this is an unscheduled update for Connecting Consciousness. I've had quite a few people write in who've misunderstood my comments regarding 5G and the BioShield, the stick, and other people who, either they're paid agents or just trolls, really suddenly coming out of the woodwork and being incredibly nasty and rude. It's interesting that when we talk about a form of defense for 5G, suddenly a large number of people seem to be triggered and activate. So let me make it clear. And anyone who doesn't know this, perhaps hasn't, you know, listened to many of my shows or many of my conferences, that I don't support 5G. And there are people saying that I'm sort of responsible for 5G, and then I have got this device, this defense stick, so I'm responsible for 5G, and then I make this stick and I'm going to make lots of money on the back of that. I mean, that's just crazy. First of all, I'm not going to make any money on the 5G. I'm not selling the sticks. I don't manufacture them. I don't make them. I don't have the patent. I don't have the copyright. I have been approached by the original scientists because I head a spiritual organization and I've been asked to distribute them. So what would happen if somebody wants a stick? Either I'm going to have a link on my website, and then, you know, you click the link and then you go straight through to them and you pay them, or there's another method, but we're not going to get the money for that. And anybody who would think that I would create something and then have an antidote for it, that's what Big Pharma does. That's what all the other organizations do. And either people are willfully being disingenuous, or they just don't get it. I can't believe that somebody could spend months or years listening to me and then imagine I would do something like that. You need to be more strong on your judgment. So that those of you who've made a misunderstanding, I'm going to say again that I didn't create 5G. I'm not responsible for 5G. I am responsible for setting up a spiritual organization which has been approached by a group of scientists, not in Britain, not in America, but based in Russia. These Russian scientists were tasked by the Russian military to devise a defense when the Chernobyl nuclear explosion occurred and the Russians couldn't get in to the radiation site. They came up with back-engineered technology which allowed invisible waves to basically deflect the radiation so that their workers could work within the devastated power station without contracting the cancers, etc. The Russians have had that since Chernobyl. What was that, mid-1980s? Now what's happened is the scientists who worked on that, when it became obvious that 5G was quite difficult and quite damaging to the human body, they tweaked the waves at which it worked and found that it actually repulsed the high frequencies of 5G. In other words, they changed this device from deflecting radiation to deflecting the type of waves that 5G produce. Now then, what the military have said to the scientists is that we're not involved in that. You've created that aspect to it. If you want to go and sell it, that's entirely up to you. And what I understand is that there's no factory, there's no huge workshop. These group of scientists are actually assembling these things by hand. Therefore, we're only talking hundreds, not thousands. And when these defense sticks are sold, the money goes back to the scientists. And for every one that is sold, another one can be made. If it was a huge program, then you'd have factories in the same way as you have making motor cars or, you know, cell phones, mobile phones. But it isn't like that. The elite are not behind it. The elite don't want anything to do with it. So this is a very sort of what we call in Britain a cottage industry. It's like a shed and the few guys working, and they can only make a few hundred at a time. And I'm incredibly privileged as head of the organization I created that these Russian scientists have come to me and said, "You head a very spiritual organization, and we would like you to distribute it because we believe the people that listen to your radio shows, turn up to your conferences, understand, they get it, what 5G is, and we'd like you to distribute it." And I understand that when that's been done, they'll go to David Icke. And they're going to ask David Icke to do it. And then maybe people like Alex Jones, I don't know, or Corey Good, or I haven't a clue. All I know for sure is that David Icke is on the list, and his organization is on the list to be engaged with, because we are seen as people who cannot be corrupted by the system. And when I look at some of the comments that have been written, which I've never had before, I understand that the work that I'm on surely has hit a nerve, because there must be big organizations out there that don't want any form of protection against 5G. There must be people who are very worried now that through Connecting Consciousness and other organizations that there will be a viable defense against 5G. And people have asked, what about the birds and the bees? I can't be responsible. I cannot be responsible for everything. My main concern here is humans. That's my main concern. But what I will tell you is that if you have the bio stick and you were to put four in your house in each corner, the shielding is something like 30, 40 yards. So anything, be it a cat, a bird, anything within that defensive shield is going to be protected. Don't for one minute think that the super elite who created 5G, remember, I didn't create 5G. The super elite that created 5G, they've got children, they've got grandchildren, they've got their pet dog. They're not going to have them bathed in these waves. So they have a very similar technology, but not made by the people that are making this. They have their own elite people doing it, their own scientists, shall we say. And so they will all have their own portable defensive shield. So why in God's name should we not have ours? So there are a group of people, call them trolls or whoever, who are doing their utmost to troll my site, make it as difficult as possible for the ordinary, decent people who I am trying to support, I'm trying to help, to get this product out there so that you have the choice whether you get one or not. But the very fact that there's such a storm of very nasty, evil people who are intent on trying to prevent this 5G defense from becoming more publicly available. Because it'll never be on Amazon, it'll never be on eBay. They just won't allow it. But it will be done through these organizations that can't be corrupted. And it's very interesting that people are saying your organization and David Icke's, because those two cannot be corrupted. So I wanted to make it clear then that I didn't create 5G. This product, you're not going to pay me for it. When the stick goes up for sale, you'll have a link, and you'll click that link, and that will take you through to the organization that's working with the Russian scientists. The reason that I've been asked is that my website won't get taken down. I won't go run off and make things difficult. This is a spiritual site with thousands of people who are spiritual, who need to be protected, frankly, who need to be protected. So that's why we're doing it. You know, it's just incredible that I can run lots of shows, and I can talk about aliens, I can talk about the Great Pyramids, I can talk about anything like that. And yet, when I talk about 5G and a defense for 5G, I suddenly get hit by a load of trolls who clearly don't want you, the audience, to have a defense stick against 5G. Now, it's very interesting. Do they have their own protection, I wonder? What are they going to do when the 5G comes out? Perhaps they've already had something bought for them. So that was the important point I wanted to make. So for those of you who genuinely are a little bit confused, no, I don't support 5G. That's why I'm very happy to give my name to a product that will defend against 5G. For those of you who are being very unpleasant, for the record, no, when somebody buys this, you're not paying me. And even if you were, what would be the problem with that? You know, why do people think that if you are on a spiritual path, you have to live in a cave at the top of a mountain? Do you live in a cave on the top of the mountain? No. But as it is, it's not my product. I don't invent it. I don't have the rights for it. But I'm going to allow my organization to carry the advert for it, so that anybody who wants to be protected from 5G can actually access that. Remember, the elite won't be buying it online. The elite, these guys will be meeting in certain places and they will be handed out. They literally will be handed out, and all the elite's children will go to school with one of these. I'm told they're going to wear them around the neck on a cord under their clothes. They're going to wear their defense like that, and the wives of the elite will have theirs, and the guys will have theirs, and I've even been told that some of the elite are going to have theirs sewn into the collars on their dogs. So they're prepared, because they weren't going to bathe the planet in 5G and then, you know, go along with the rest of us. They already had their defense all worked out. And as I said on the radio show, that these people have said, well, okay, if what would they call us, the ordinary people, we're not the elite. What they're saying is, if you've come to this conclusion yourself and you've understood the issues here, then in their words, you've all shown some intelligence. You've all shown that you've understood it. Therefore, as you've, you know, stuck your head above the parapet, as it were, then we'll let you have that product, because they're only talking a few thousand. So it's no big deal to them. You know, as long as they're protected, they're not bothered. We are literally only talking about a few thousand, because we've got a group of scientists who, between 9 o'clock in the morning and 5 o'clock in the afternoon, sit at a workbench and they make them. Now, how many can you make? Not many. Not many. We're not talking about huge production lines turning these things out. But if a point comes when the public start realizing, I mean the unawake and unaware public, the millions and millions and millions of them, start realizing and clamoring for this, then maybe they then are going to have to put money up front to get in and get this production working, because at the moment it's not like that. So that's it, and I'm very, very proud that these group of scientists have specifically asked that Simon Parkes and Connecting Consciousness should carry this product, so that Connecting Consciousness members, who are after all awake and aware, have the first choice and the first chance to obtain these if they want them. And frankly, I'm very disappointed and saddened that so many paid agents, or so many people who are full of hate, full of vile, would try to block up the website with your inane comments. It doesn't make sense, because you have a physical biological body just like everybody else, and unless you have a form of protection, you are going to get exactly the same as everyone else gets. So I don't understand what the issue is. I don't try and engage with you, because you know, you don't want to talk, you just want to write vile and nonsense. I'm interested in the people who are genuine, honest, and who seek the truth. So that's it. I've put this out now so that there can be no misunderstanding of my position regarding 5G and the position of these defense sticks. I think they're called 5 BioShield. It's not my name, it's not my product, but I believe it's called BioShield. I just call them sticks because they look like USB sticks. I don't even have one myself. I don't even have one myself. There's a good point. There are members in Connecting Consciousness who bought them, American members who have actually bought them because they were at a conference that was organized. And if I was this sort of super elite person, I would be able to have one, wouldn't I? And I'd show it up to you. Oh, yes, I've got one. I'm all right. No, I'm just like everyone else. I do actually try and do service to others rather than service to self. And that's the situation. I will get one at some point. I need to, because I need to keep doing my shows. If I'm lying half dead somewhere, then I won't be able to do my shows. So yes, at some point I do want one, but at the moment I don't. I have seen them, I've handled them, I've had it explained to them. I've met one of the scientists, Jacques Bauer, who's you know, done a presentation, and I've attended that down in London. So there we go. So those of you who are paid agents to cause trouble, please go and cause trouble somewhere else, because it actually it doesn't have the effect that you want. I don't know what you expect me to do to get angry and cross, and I don't. I'm just very sad for you that's what happens. So there's a situation. Humanity is facing quite an important situation with this, and a choice is coming up. And there are a number of products, I believe, not just the one I'm talking about, that are available or will be available. And so hopefully between all of the different groups or scientists throughout the planet who are strong enough and brave enough to produce this product, hopefully there'll be enough to go around. I doubt it. I doubt it, because if what I'm seeing through third party, I've just been told actually in Coventry, 5G, which is just up the road from me, has been switched on, and birds have literally fallen out of the sky when they've gone near the masts. Now, if that happens on a national or a semi-national or a global scale, the numbers of people clamoring for something to defend themselves will be absolutely enormous, and there will not be the capacity to be able to provide them. My obviously hope is that they switch 5G off. That's my hope. You know, there's been some great success in Australia where the law has been used in Sydney to deactivate these masts. There are other countries where there's been great success. In United Kingdom, in Devon, in Totnes, there's a very active group down there, and the local council has put a moratorium on 5G, waiting for some sort of medical reports. So what we saw yesterday was an instruction coming down the line from government saying to local councils, stop giving in to local people. If local people are telling you that 5G is not safe, well, it's wrong. It is safe. So government, or the bureaucracy of government, is telling local councils that 5G is safe. Don't let local people influence you. Now, that's basically what's happening there. So I think 5G will be rolled out. I think there will be a very big impact. And then I think that will cause an outcry, which will cause 5G to be switched off. However, the damage it could do in that period of time, I can't calculate. So I'm absolutely determined that at some point I am going to get one of these sticks, because I certainly don't want to be knocked out of action. I know there's lots of people who troll different sites. I know David Icke gets a lot of them as well. I'm sure they'd be delighted for me to be put out of action, but that's not going to happen any day soon. All right, listen, thanks ever so much. And I'm very grateful for all your support. And let's see where we go with it. And as we get more details about the 5G BioShield, then obviously I'll keep you informed. All right, thanks a lot. Bye-bye.